and welcome to the Marketing and Engagement Podcast brought to you by 2355 Productions. This podcast is all about exploring different tactics for marketing, but also strategies and techniques to create lasting engagement with donors and customers. I'm your host, Ryan Sarver, and this is episode 9. Confession time. We know it's been a couple weeks since we've had a new episode, but things got a little busy around here. And as much as we love producing the podcast, we got to make some money too. So we're glad to be back. Anyway, this week we are talking with Adam Reif, who is with Marquis Rental and Staging. Adam has been a project manager for several years and helps design and execute shows. 2020 has not been a great year for anyone, but especially for those in the event industry. Adam tells us a little bit about how Marquis is helping those who still need to have some kind of event, and also, more importantly, some tips and things to think about if you yourself are still considering a virtual event. We know Adam pretty well, which means the conversation's pretty relaxed, and we have some fun. So we hope you'll enjoy it and find something useful in it. With that said, let's jump right in. Well, Adam, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me today.
Absolutely. And Lauren's here as well.
Hello. Yes.
Hello, Lauren.
Yes, it's three of us here today talking. So, Adam, as we're beginning here, tell us a little bit about who you are, where you work, what all you do.
Yeah, so I'm a technical guru is what I sometimes call myself. A little guru there.
Oh,
so,
guru.
Nice. I know, a little guru action. So I am a project manager for Marquis Rental and Staging. And so what I do is the design aspect of shows, the communicating with all the client aspect of the show, and then execution of the show as well. So I kind of do the whole gamut of the whole event show per se for Marquis. So yeah, that's what I do. And so I'm just a all around do everything guys. So
yeah, and Marquis, it's so I mean, if you're in Indianapolis, I mean, Marquis is a very large company.
It
so
is.
Well tell done. Us like some of the big, you do some really big things and some small things as well. So tell us about the kind of the range of the projects you guys work on.
Pretty much any kind of conference that needs AV, we can do it. We really can. And so from big scale to small scale, you know, we've done things at Bankers Life. We do things at the, I was going to say Hoosier Dome, and that's wrong. It's
wrong.
The Lucas Oil Stadium. I mean, technically at the Hoosier Dome location, we do a lot of stuff there, which is now a convention center. So, nice. But we do stuff at the Lucas Oil Stadium. You know, we do events anywhere and everywhere, indoor, outdoors. You know, we do it. And so
Camera, lights, sound,
everything.
Big semis.
So, big semis. You know, we also tour with Mecum Auto Auction, which is really great. And so that's a fun thing as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I imagine things have changed a little bit since March.
I would not say a little bit, maybe a lot. you know, the one great saving grace for us, you know, that we say around Marquis is We keep growing. Every single year we grow, we get bigger and we get bigger and we get bigger. And one of the things we did last year, you know, we expanded our warehouse here in Indianapolis, Indiana. And with that, we doubled the size of our location. And we expanded the training portion of it, of what we do at Marquis. And so we built a couple good size rooms. And so with that, which is what we were using for, was going to be training spaces, but we have now transitioned them to virtual studios is what we've done. And so that's really been kind of a saving grace for us because we've done a lot of events out of there. We've been able to, you know, handle all these virtual events that we call nowadays. And we have these command centers, we're calling them, to do these things in. And so we have the space now, which has been awesome to be able to do that. So, you know, of course we have the big warehouse, all the equipment, but now we also have the other space that we can house people in and do events, which has been really a saving grace for us. So with that finished in January. So it's like January that finished. Oh, hey, starting in March, virtual studios now. So yeah, it's been really interesting transition of what we've done.
So have you seen a lot of your clients go to virtual to replace their live events? Are you seeing clients just cancel or postpone? Are some people maybe having some success with some type of a hybrid event? Talk a little bit about what you're seeing.
Yeah, we're seeing everything. We're really seeing all of it. We're seeing cancellations to 2021. We're seeing a lot of live events, and live events are happening, but they're transitioning to a virtual live event. And then we're also having hybrid events. So it's the same type of thing, but we're having to use websites. We're having to use Zoom. We're having to use BlueJeans. We have to use live stream. We have to do all of this stuff. We have to pipe people in, and then we have to, you know, pipe it back out. And then we have to do all these other kind of configurations that we haven't had to do before. And so there's definitely a mixture of both happening here. And it's not just one way. It's so fluid right now. And, you know, every single day we're getting something different. We're getting calls about how can I do my event? What ways can I do it? You know, how can I really do my event hybrid? Because I really want to get some people in attendance to something. You know, how can we do these things? It's a conversation that's happening all the time. And every single day something new pops up and something new happens.
Yeah. And I think what's really interesting is we've done a couple very small live things, and I'm sure you do this. It's like, it's not just the technical things that have changed. It's like how you present them as well, because, you know, some people that might do really well live when there's people in front of them, like it's like the countdown, you're going live, and then it's like a deer in the headlights. Yeah. Yeah, like there's it's not just the technical piece that's changed. It's like the dynamic of, you know, people that can present live and then you put them just in front of a camera by themselves, and it's like stared into the abyss and everything goes south.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, along with that, the technical team needs to communicate, you know, with all these people virtually. So you have to think of all of those dynamics. It's just so funny that, you know, you see your guys backstage and he's like, okay, you're going to go live and, you know, and to these guys Zoom, and then we, you know, have to pipe them.
Adam was just counting down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 silently. He forgot this is only audio.
I totally forgot it, you know, because that's what I'm used to. When I get to 5, I don't count from 5 down. You don't need to do that.
Yes, so. But I'm, this is an audio format.
Yeah, so. Yes. So, but it's just, there's so many different gamuts of it. It's just really been an interesting transition, so.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys have transitioned. You're helping people do that. And you've sent, I've seen a couple screenshots you guys have done where you've had like the big virtual background and like, so there's really big things. And then you've done some small things that are like Zoom meetings and you're just facilitating some of that stuff. But what are things that you think that clients need to be thinking about as they plan for the events, you know, and what kind of mistakes do you see people making frequently? And, you know, like, what are some tips you would give to those that are kind of thinking about this hybrid approach or virtual approach?
There's a lot that's happening. And one of the main things that's happening is there's a lot of inputs and outputs and computers and, you know, having to figure out stuff. There's a lot of movement happening backstage that people don't understand. Like, there's more movement backstage happening now than what you did for a live show. Way more. So a lot of the clients don't understand that. They think that, oh, I could just have a Zoom meeting and I'm just going to share my screen. No, it doesn't work like that. You can't just share your screen. There's a lot that has to do with audio. There's a lot that has to do with video and how you route stuff and sending signal into things to make sure that people don't see, you know, they won't see somebody's desktop open up or something when you're in a Zoom meeting. I was in a Zoom thing the other day, you know, and people thought they were doing a full show. And, you know, I was seeing people's desktop. I was seeing people's email pop up and everything. I was like, you're trying to do a show though, but you're not. It's not really doing a show. You're just kind of like somebody's computer's just sharing their screen in the background. That's all you're doing. It's not really doing the show the way you should be doing it. You know, which is sending the signal that you normally send to screens in a live world, sending that to the computer. And there's so much moving things happening now that people don't understand. And they think it's just like easy and simple. And what way things we have to like train to teach people and think of things is like, okay, you're doing broadcasts is what we're technically doing here. You're just putting it on a computer and you're streaming it out, but it's still broadcast. It's still the same thinking like you do the news or anything else. Mm-hmm. And you have to take that mindset, you know, that you were thinking live, but I'm now broadcasting it out. And there's a lot that goes into it. It's not just, you know, flip of the switch and just happens. There's a lot of moving things and a lot of moving pieces. And teaching the clients that, and, you know, getting them to understand, that's been the hardest thing.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, just with the nature of virtual. And I think there's been some good things, like as people have Zoom meetings at home now that aren't broadcast, it's like, oh, I don't need to put on my suit or I do this thing. But kind of going, just because it's virtual doesn't mean it needs to be casual. You know what I mean? And like that there's like to do it professionally, just like you said, like you're making a broadcast. And there's like there's more planning for a virtual event typically than there is for a live event, because it's, you know, it's much more easy to be forgiving when you're seeing like someone's walking on the stage slowly. You know what I mean? Like you're waiting for that person to talk, but in a virtual setting, you're not seeing that thing. You know, it's we got to cut right now and you got to be live and you got to go to all that.
Yeah. And I think the importance of what you're doing really can't be understated. with the message that people are wanting to get out. You know, they invest all this money and time and energy into videos and scripts that they've written and graphics and elements to their events and all these other things. And if that's not presented and broadcast appropriately, it falls really flat, and you've invested your time in something that's just not going to have the effect that you want. And so I think for people to just realize, like, this in some ways is it's equally or almost even more important than all the preparations you've been doing for your event, because it can all be for nothing if it's not presented in a way that people are going to respond to it.
One of the other additions we've had to do in this whole thing has been the producer aspect of things. Like, the producer has become a role that we really haven't had much in the past in the live world of things. You know, we've had like stage managers and stuff like that, but really the producer, like if you're on an actual TV broadcast show, you know, you have the producer, you have the TD, and you have, you know, there's a couple other positions as well, that they're really kind of calling everything that's happening. Well, those have really become popular things for us now. Like, we have to have that producer, you know, that TD. We're thinking of, like, if you're doing a broadcast show, that's the way we think now. And, you know, and it's been an interesting transition that we have to do this. And it's roles that people have transitioned to do and everything now. So it's been really an interesting thing. And so we like to bring people to our studios to show them, like, this is what we're doing now, and this is what you have to do this. And once you finally bring them on site and they see it, they're more inclined to say, hey, we want to use you for this conference. We want to use this, you know? And so, you know, we do so many things where we've been marketing as much as we can about our, you know, command centers, our studios and all that kind of stuff and everything, what we're doing, you know, so people can understand like what it takes to do it.
So I know, you know, Marquis is all about the technical aspect mm-hmm. of this, and you're seeing a lot more live things happening. You know, you've been a part of them. You've been doing stuff with the governor and making sure that works.
Mm-hmm. You know, we always kid whenever we're in there and something happens, you know, when we're working in there with the governor people, it's because some of the people have actually worked in a news station in there. And they kid and they say, hey, we could be going, you know, in my background, you know, I'm used to, we would just cut to commercial right now, but we can't do that. You know, there is no cutting to commercial when you're doing these events right now. So if something happens, we don't have the capabilities to cut to commercial. That's just, and technology is technology. You know, things happen. There's pieces of equipment that can fail, you know, and there's settings and things that can get messed up, and there's stuff that can happen. We try our best to not make those things happen, but mm-hmm. we do our best. And so, you know, the whole thing of thinking that, okay, I can cut to commercial. No, that doesn't happen. I can put up a slate and say, you know, we'll be back soon, hopefully, you know, but then, you know, what if my computer goes down that is actually doing the live streaming part of it, mm-hmm. you know, which can happen because computers are computers and, you know, and that's just what happens.
Or your internet connection goes down. Yeah.
Power goes out, you know, I mean, yeah, we've put generators in place now, you know, we have backup internet connections, but sometimes you just can't think of everything. You try to, but sometimes things can be unfortunately missed. And that's the thing that we just have to, you know, work through. So, you know, we're now, you know, we're becoming more veterans or seasoned vets in this live world of things. And, you know, and that's what we really work on, is like putting out fires type of thing is kind of the thing what we're doing. We, you know, we're making sure that next time this doesn't happen, and we're going to do what we can to mitigate that issue next time. So,
yeah. And then there's just things that are just totally out of your control.
Out of my control.
Yeah. But anyway, but you got to have a good plan in place.
You always have to. And that's part of being a project manager. You got to put the plan in place. So,
yeah. So you've seen some of these live events. You've seen Governor. You've seen, you know, you've produced more like a conference. You've done some stuff. You showed me that video background on people like in a camping setting. I mean, it was mm-hmm. looked very impressive.
Yeah.
But you're also watching these things. You see these things. You know, like, what's worked and what's not that you've seen? You don't have to talk about clients that have bombed or whatever, but, you know, but just like, what do you think is name names? I need names. But like, what do you see that's working or not working? Or you think that's, you know, what's not translating well and what is translating well to a virtual world?
Man, that's a tough question. It's a, I would say so. I say everything's partially working well. You know, you're giving the people as much information as you can about something. But I think one of the things that's really happening is that people are getting the fatigue of Zoom. They're getting the fatigue of sitting at home and watching these virtual events. They're you know, and we were talking about that the other day. It's like, we're just trying to make sure people will sign up to our conference. We don't know if they're going to, because they've already done this already like 10 times during COVID. Mm-hmm. That's been kind of, I think, a little bit of our issue, and everything has been that thing is just, you know, how do we get it? And we're trying to think of new ideas of doing things. And unfortunately, the only best way for new ideas is new great content that the client can get, and bringing in new people or something that can really, you know, really spark somebody's attention. Oh, hey, I want to watch that because this person's going to be on there. You know, we've done quite a few conferences where you're going to have a celebrity on there, and it seems like it grabs attention, you know. But if a conference doesn't have a celebrity of something, you know, it's sometimes it might not grab. So when we've talked about, you know, we do a lot of galas as well, you know, and fundraising events, you know, and we've, some do well and some don't do so well. And usually the ones that do well have a cool celebrity person that's on there. So like, oh, hey, I'm on there with this cool person. This is so cool. I've never experienced, you know, being so close to this person before. So it felt like, you know, I can ask a question to him and he might answer it. The people are engaged more. And that's really kind of what grabbing people right now. And, you know, one of the other things we try to do, which you haven't really done before, is that, okay, so we have this virtual event that's a gala and it's a fundraiser, you know, and it's an award show. And, you know, and if we bring those people in live that you might not have been able to do so much before, but that's kind of cool. You get to see people's, how their in-home is, you know, with some cameras, you know, and stuff like that and everything. So, you know, that's probably another, you know, way of doing it, is making sure that you can always integrate and bring people in as much as possible. You want to bring in somebody in their home and, you know, and see how that is and stuff like that. But that's the way I think you can grab people at this point. Yeah. It's tough. It really is tough. It's tough. Yeah.
So would you say that it's tough?
Yes. Nice little pause there. So
that was very dramatic.
It's because people, I mean, I miss this, and I'm gonna be honest with you, I traveled a lot in my days and I miss it. I miss getting on the airplane. I miss going to different cities. I miss doing that stuff. And, you know, sometimes I miss sleeping in a hotel bed, you know? And so it's like, I miss hotels, you know? So it's like, I've never missed a hotel so much in my whole life right now. So, you know, I mean, there's, in our world, you know, we want to get back out there and do the conferences at convention centers, at hotels, and we want to do these things. And I think a lot of people do as well.
As long as it's safer.
As long as it's safer, yes. As long as it's safer. 100%, yes. And I mean, we've done a couple of, you know, we've done some hybrids. We've had a couple hybrid events where we've done something in a hotel and it was safe. You know, we everybody got tested. We did temperature checks every day. People wore masks the whole time. The only reason people didn't wear masks is because they were, you know, 6 feet away from somebody and, you know, they were on stage, you know, and they, you know, in the front of a microphone, because it's hard to talk on a microphone with a mask on. So it's definitely doable. I mean, that's the reason why they put a limit on how many people can meet. There's a reason for that, you know, because a 3,000 person or a 2,000 person ballroom, you know, now it only should seat 650. I mean, sorry, 250. And that's what it should do, 250. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because of 6 foot distance and all that stuff. So it's definitely doable. But for a client to be able to only be able to allow to bring in 250 people, it's hard for them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, it's really hard for them to be able to do that. And financially, for them to be able to do that, it's just tough. It really is. It's just tough for them to do. So
the hybrid event, we didn't talk really a whole lot about that. But the hybrid is like where they brought in just a couple people to do it live, and then they're also broadcasting it live. Is that correct?
Yeah. We had 80 people, I think, is who was in the room. You know, we did tables. It was classroom tables, and we set them all 6 foot apart. And then, you know, we would bring people up. We would, you know, wipe down the lectern so that whenever they came up there, they put their hand, we wiped down the microphone. We did all the safety precautions we had to do. And so that's what we did. So then we brought in people, you know, virtually. He just brought somebody that was over in Belgium with, it was only about a second delay in a Zoom call, and he was able to be in the room. Didn't have to fly here, didn't have to do anything, but he was part of the conference. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely doable. and we can do it, you know, and
sorry.
We also have a dog in here right now. If you hear like the little nails, and he's also banging his head around.
He just keeps walking from person to person to be petted.
Yeah, which is, it's really pleasant though. It's really kind of, it's kind of soothing. Like soothing, it gives me a presence. Second to like pet the dog while I'm talking. It's really nice.
It's soothing, highly anxious dog.
Attention.
It really soothes my soul.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Now, when you were talking about things that have worked, like bringing somebody into a virtual event when they're being filmed in their home or something, I just thought focusing on those things that people can see that wouldn't ordinarily be possible for them to see in a live setting, or bringing someone into a conversation that is, you know, across the ocean. Some of those things that wouldn't be possible ordinarily, kind of highlighting those things when you're doing virtual events, I think is one way to make that a little bit more appealing.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I think it's also become a little bit more normalized. You know, I mean, that's one of the, I know you hate virtual right now. And not hate. It's tough.
It's tough. I mean, you got to think. Our industry, you know, there's a lot of things that are happening on Capitol Hill right now, you know, talking about our industry, because our industry's lost a lot of money. This industry's got hit hard.
Yeah.
I mean, hit hard. And you got to think, we have known for the past however long that, you know, we build stages, we put up lights, we put up video screens, we put up audio, you know, we do these things, and that's what we've been known to do. That is not happening right now.
And for the foreseeable future.
For the foreseeable future, who knows when.
Yeah, I hope for you guys, we've talked to some of our other podcast guests that do regular events, and everyone has been saying, you know, when we can do live in-person events again, we're definitely going to include a virtual component as well. So I hope for you guys, all this work you've been doing to facilitate all these virtual events, I don't think that's going to be lost. You know, I think that's something that in the long term is going to be a really good benefit for you guys, because people are going to not only have you for doing their live events, but they're also going to be doing virtual components as well. So hopefully that'll be a good thing in the long run.
Yeah. One of the things that we didn't actually have enough equipment, honestly, for virtual events. Like we haven't had, and it's been hard to get some of it too. Like there's some piece of equipment that is just, you can't get right now. Mm-hmm. You still can't. And that's been kind of the hard thing, you know, when we've been wanting to do these virtual events, is like we're limited to a point. It's like we want to say yes because, oh, we're getting a show. But then it's like, oh, but we don't have the equipment to do it really. There is certain components and certain pieces to do it. And
it's all back ordered.
It's all back ordered. You just can't get it. So we got lucky on some of it, and we bought a couple components like right before this happened. And, you know, it's been saving grace to have those, you know, but we've had some change some computers over to do virtual stuff, and it was meant to do something else before. But, you know, if you have to do it, you have to do it. And that's what you need to do to make it happen.
Very good. Tell us a little bit about, if someone's listening, the kind of events you can do for them. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about some of the big ones that you've done and a little bit of the small ones, and then where they can find information and all that good stuff, like to find marquees or to send you an email or something like that if they have interest in something.
Yeah, I mean, everything is on our website, which is Marquees, MarkeyS.com. You know, sometimes
Marquees.
Marquees, you know, I like to spell it out because you know, some people is like, is that MARQUEE or something, or E or
yes.
something?
We had this exact
this conversation.
And I'm like, yes, at Marquees last
because
night.
Because he was putting the emphasis.
I was putting the emphasis on a different syllable.
Yeah.
Saying Marquees.
Marquees. K-E-Y-S, but you know how to spell it now, don't you?
Yeah.
I already did.
But it could be confused with the M-A-R-Q.
Like it's definitely, yeah, it can't be.
All right. Anyway, I'm sorry. Let's get official here.
MARKEYS.com.
So, oh, Marquees.com. Yes.
Marquees.com.
For all your rental and staging needs.
All of it.
Yes. Yeah, so anyway. Tell us.
So
that's where they can really find you. But
so they can find us on there. We've been updating that constantly and showing of virtual things that we've done. And then we keep a lot of our information on there. And you can, you know, input a form on there if you want to reach out to one of us and get more information. So that's on there. And you can get all of that information there. So, you know, you can email me as well. I would love to get emails because I love emails.
Are you sick?
No.
Who loves emails?
Well, hey, you know, I love it. gives me something to do. You know, I'm a stickler with emails too. Like I have a, it's this little, I don't like little red icons on my phone mm-hmm. with to tell me how many numbers are on them. You know, my I see sometimes people have like 11,000 and 20,000. I'm like, how can you have that on your phone right now? It's distracting. Mm-hmm. So I don't do icons. I mean, little red dots on my phone. So I go through all my emails. And so I make sure to, if an email comes in, I'm doing it right then and there. And I want to, you know, get to it and, you know, okay. respond to it. So, you know, with that being said, you can email me and I'm going to get back to you pretty quickly. Okay. So
how would they email you?
Oh, you need an email address. Well, you know, you could, it's ARIFE at Marquise.com, MARKEYS.
Marquise.com.
So, you know, that's where they could reach me at. And I'm pretty sure when you post this, you might put my contact information.
I will. Yeah. I'll be, show notes. I'm that kind of guy.
You can find all this stuff in the show notes.
There you go. Show notes.
Show notes.
Yeah. You know what? Show notes are good for shows. They're and important. This
is nothing if not a show.
Exactly. Show. Yes. This is
the show above all. Shows with a dog
for show
in my purse
for show,
faux show
for show, and you know with the saying for show and show notes, we have, you know, getting the run of shows and stuff like that is a very important thing, even more these days than what it ever has been before, because you have to know what's happening at all times. And, you know, before we just kind of like run a show, you know, but there needs to be more detail to it now, you know, when you're doing these, because broadcasts run a shows, I mean, they're pretty important. So our producers have really been good and really important on that aspect of it to making sure that they have that. And it's it keep things on task with the production show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's
I
virtual.
I think from what I've seen too, mistakes are amplified when you're seeing it on a screen versus in person. Just not as much to distract from any kind of little mistake or little flub that's made. So I think it's really important that things do go as planned.
Yeah.
Or well, everyone's going to notice the mistake.
Yeah. And they'll also have something to record.
That's true.
That they can rewind and now watch it back and play it back.
Don't let this make you nervous, though, everybody.
Don't be nervous. But there is a record of your mistakes. So. Yeah. No, but it's seriously, you know, just being prepared, you know, that it is, even if you think you're great, you got to be super prepared for mm-hmm. it. And like, it can work. And yes, there's some fatigue coming in and there is some ways to communicate during this time. And Marquise can help.
Yeah. You know, I got something else I was wanting to bring. I don't know if I might have missed this earlier or said this, but I've noticed a lot of things in a lot of our conferences now. They're very last minute. And everything is like, oh, I'm going to do this virtual and I can do this kind of whenever I want, which before it wasn't like that because you had to book a hotel, you had to book a convention center space. And so that's been kind of the interesting as well is that, yeah, we might know of a conference a year out, but now it's not that way anymore. Like they could do their virtual event whenever they wanted to. It's not like they have to do it at a certain time and place. So that's been kind of the other thing is like, you know, we'll get an event and they say, hey, this event's happening in 3 weeks. What? You know, it's like, okay, we got a lot of preparation to do for this. Mm-hmm. You know, we have an event next week. We're just doing the recordings tomorrow for it. You know, there's an event happening next week and the recordings are happening tomorrow. And, you know, and so it's like a lot of that stuff is happening where people wait until last minute, you know, because people's schedules or something like that. But it's been really interesting on that aspect of it because you think that, oh, hey, you know, it's, you know, I booked it for December, you know, we're all good to go. Well, you know, that's changed a lot these days because it's very fluid and you can move it around however you need be. So, yeah.
But you don't want that.
We don't want that, but we try not to say no to things. You know, we don't like to say, hey, we can't do that. You know, we like to innovate and think of new ways of doing things. And, you know, if somebody brings something to the table, we want to be part of that conversation because, you know, thinking outside the box and thinking differently about things. We want to do that. I mean, that's something that we love to do. And, you know, we always are always looking at new ways to do things and, you know, what's the best option. And so that's just a common thing that we just do all the time. Like it's part of being a technical guru is that what you love to do. And it's what all of us as technical people love to do. So, yeah.
Very good. Well, yeah. Adam.
I have one last point.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Point away.
Okay. So as we've talked to people who have switched their events to virtual, one of the happy things for them, I think, is that they notice they don't have the cost overhead of doing an in-person event. But I just want to point out, make sure you do allocate your money toward someone facilitating the virtual aspect of this. Don't forget about that, because it's super, super important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the presentation is your message.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, you know, if the audio doesn't work and you're saying, you bring in someone that really has something important to say and they can't hear it or it's messing up, the message gets lost.
Yeah.
And so, if you care about what you do, spend the money, get someone to do it right.
Yeah.
So
that's definite. Definite.
That's what a tech guru would say.
That's what a tech guru would say.
The guru. Yeah,
the guru. I'm
just basking in your presence
yes.
right now. Anyway, well, Adam, thank you so much. This has been a fun conversation.
Yes. I enjoy these conversations. I think that these, talking about these things is just going to keep helping all of us get better with these things and just helping each other out. Because the one thing I've always said in this industry is we're all in this. We're all working together to, try to expand and do what we can and everything at this point, because that's all we can do, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any way we can help each other out is the great part. So,
yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and for being here today.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. It's been a real pleasure to do this. And so, I love it.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you'd like to find show notes and links, visit us at 2355productions.com. Please don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform to continue to get episodes delivered to you as soon as they are released. In our next episode, it will just be Lauren and I chatting, and we will be discussing how to produce and what videos you should be producing during this time, both with a pandemic and as the end of the year draws closer. We've been working with a pretty wide variety of clients during this time, and we will share the strategies that they have been taking with their videos and how they are planning to use them to solve some of their big problems. We talk about live streaming events and pre-recorded video and just about everything in between. That podcast will be out in 2 weeks, and we hope you will join us. Until then, take care.